Work that up here. And this is my son, Matthew. That's Ryan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship here at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. I know some people still need to get seated. I know, there are people who remember to wear red today. Today is Pentecost. Yay. I know, in the past we've had tongues of flame hanging from the ceiling, but somehow we didn't get around to that today. We do have a few announcements. First of all, our food pantry volunteers tomorrow are Peggy Bierke and Ron and Kathleen McPhee. Tuesday at 10 o'clock right here, we will have Bible study. We are studying The Purpose-Driven Life, reading it as we are going along, so you don't have to read anything in advance. You just need to come and participate. We have some extra books if you are interested. And there is one thing going on. Somehow, this time of year, there are people who decide that it's time to leave one school and go to another. Right? Graduation. I hear true from Jeremiah. And at this time, I'm going to ask Jeremiah to come forward, because we have something for you. So we have this poll for you. Wait, you can't leave yet. So I know, Jeremiah, you've already done great things, and we are hoping for you all success. So what I'm going to ask is that the church pray for Jeremiah as he graduates, as he moves from our local high school to the University of Wyoming. So if you'll extend a hand in prayer. So good and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of Jeremiah. We thank you for all that he's been able to accomplish in our community thus far. We ask you to be with him every step of the way as he transitions from one school to the next. Be with him, guide him, lead him. When he speaks, let him speak for you. We ask all things in the name of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Congratulations on your graduation. Do we have any other announcements? All right, now that we've thoroughly embarrassed Jeremiah. I have to do that. My kids are too far away. So.
Well, thanks for starting the tears already.
I know. We'll try to keep it up. So please stand as you're able for the confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, close the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Today we're going to be using that blue book, which you see abbreviated as WOV. Please join in our gathering song, God is Here, number 719.
Thank you.
Almighty God, you breathe life into our bones, and your Spirit brings truth to the world. Send us this Spirit, transform us by your truth, and give us language to proclaim your gospel through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
First reading comes from Acts chapter 2. Originally, Pentecost was a Jewish Thanksgiving-type festival celebrated 7 weeks after Passover. On this particular Pentecost, however, the Holy Spirit is poured out upon the entire community of believers, just as Jesus had promised and the Scriptures had prophesied. Empowered by the Spirit, the entire community bears witness to God's activity in multiple languages. A reading from Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place, and suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like a rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans, Arabs, in our own languages, and we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But the others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet of Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.' The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's read the psalm responsibly. How manifold are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Yonder is the sea, great and wide, with its swarms too many to number, living things both small and great.
There go the ships to and fro, the Leviathan, which you have made for the sport of it.
All of them look to you to give them their food in
You give it to them, they gather it, you open your hand, and they are filled with good things.
When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust.
You send forth your Spirit, and they are created, and so you renew the face of the earth.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever. O Lord, rejoice in all your works.
You look at the earth and it trembles. You touch the mountains and they smoke.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being.
May these words of mine please God. I will rejoice in the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah.
Second reading is from Romans chapter 8. By pouring the Holy Spirit into our hearts, God gives us the promised first fruit of eternal life so that we await God's future in hope. In the meantime, the Spirit also intercedes for us by carrying the prayers of our weak human hearts to God. A reading from Romans. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words, as God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I'm going to the Father, and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot hear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but he will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. The Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our gospel lesson today is another part of Jesus' priestly prayer, as he's talking to the disciples before he dies. And I look at it and I think these are not really comforting words. Probably the only thing that they're really hearing is, you're going away. What do you mean you're going away? You can't leave us. I don't know that they really hear the words about the Holy Spirit, about how it's necessary for Jesus to return to the Father so that he can send the Spirit. All that they probably hear is, you're leaving us. And you can imagine, as the reading from Acts begins, the disciples are all gathered together, wondering if it's their turn to die too. They're scared. And they are like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus is gone. And I can imagine that the conversation, some of them are going to be reliving the things that they saw and heard. Some of them are going to be saying, well, it all seems to have come to nothing. Others are going to say, but something's going to happen, and we don't know what it is. And on the day of Pentecost, they're gathered together in that room, probably terrified still. And then they hear the rushing sound of wind. I'm surprised it's still here right now. We were supposed to have wind. We know what that sound is, that moaning, that whining sound of the wind as it encircles a building. And that probably added to their terror. And then fire. Tongues of fire come down. I'm thinking, this has to be utterly terrifying. What is happening? But as the tongues of fire descend on each of them, the spirit enters them. And all of a sudden, their terror turns to something else. Their terror turns to the ability to proclaim what Jesus told them to all the world. And Peter, the one who always gets up and says the first thing that comes to his mind, stands up and says not what he wants to say, but what God wants him to say. And he proclaims the message to all those who are gathered. Now, because this is a feast time, people have gathered all from all parts of the Greco-Roman world. And I always feel sorry for the person who has to read this, because you have to read all of these different places, you know, and going, I don't even know how to pronounce this. I don't even know where this is. But let's just say it's just places, far-flung places where Jews have come to Jerusalem. And so as they're probably talking to each other in their native languages, they hear these 12 men that they probably don't know rushing out of this house and suddenly speaking in languages that they don't know, but the hearers do. Can you imagine what that would be like? To be in a foreign country and all of a sudden to hear your native language being spoken and have that language proclaiming the wonders of God. That would be a strange experience. And it had to be strange that day at Pentecost. Not what they were expecting at all. And yet it was happening. We hear that some started to make fun of what they're hearing, that these men who are speaking languages that they can't possibly know, that they're actually drunk. Well, if they're drunk on anything, they're drunk on the Holy Spirit, not on wine. They've been possessed by the Holy Spirit. And as a result, are able to speak in languages to allow others to hear what it is that God proclaims to them. And as Peter begins to speak, some of them are cut to the heart, knowing that what they've said about these individuals who are speaking is not true. But what they're proclaiming is the message of God. And Peter gets up and talks about the prophecy of Joel, that the time will come when God will pour out God's own spirit on the whole world, and that there will be prophesying, and that there will be portents in the heavens above. And when Joel was writing this, he was talking about doom and destruction. But as Peter is proclaiming it, he's talking about something else. He's talking about a change that's coming over the whole world. And so often we think about Pentecost as the coming of the Holy Spirit, as though the Holy Spirit is not already here. Where is the first time that we ever see the Holy Spirit in the Gospels? Or where do we see him other than in the Gospels? Where do we see the Holy Spirit ever in Scripture? We hear that in John, that the Word was with God and the Word was God. And what does that take us back to? Genesis, exactly, the very beginning of creation. We find the Spirit of God hovering over the waters. The Spirit's always been in the world. As we read through the Old Testament, we find many places where the Spirit has been given to prophets. He was given to the people who were to put together the tabernacle. The Spirit has been among us. We just don't seem to see the Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, the Spirit's presence was manifest in a powerful way. We call this the birthday of the church. and thousands that day came to believe and wanted to be baptized. Oh, if I could only preach like Peter and speak the words of the Lord and have people cut to the heart and want God, God's presence and God's Spirit. And we have that. Those of us who have been baptized, we receive the Holy Spirit of baptism. We call upon the Holy Spirit repeatedly throughout the course of our lives. Those of us who preach call on the Holy Spirit all the time to take our feeble words and do something with them. I think one of the challenges that we should have in our lives is to call upon the Holy Spirit to take our lives and make of them what the Holy Spirit can make of them. Far beyond our imaginings, far beyond what we think we can do. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do it. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, Peter and the others were able to go into far-flung regions and proclaim God. And saw hearts changed. And saw people come to faith. And what they preached and what they taught was heard by others who preached it and taught it. Others who preached it and taught it. And here we are thousands of years later, still preaching and still teaching it. Because it is the truth. When I was a child, I remember learning a song about the Holy Spirit. And I tried finding it. And I'm usually good about finding everything. And I couldn't find the song anywhere. I think we learned it in school, or maybe learned it as a camp sort of song. But it says, Spirit, move when you will, where you will, how you will. Spirit of God, come now, move within me. Does that sound at all familiar to any of you? You're going, kind of vaguely? Let me see if I can sing it. Let's try it. Let's see. Spirit, move when you will, where you will, how you will. Spirit of God, come now, move within me. Not really. So I was singing that to myself yesterday, thinking that's the sort of thing that we should be teaching. We should be teaching our children to call on the Spirit, to move when the Spirit will, where the Spirit will, how the Spirit will, and to come and move in our lives and move in our hearts so that we can proclaim Christ risen to the world that is in such desperate need of hearing that message. So Spirit, move when you will. Where you will, how you will. Spirit of God, come now. Move within us. Amen. So let us join together in our hymn of the day, Spirit of Gentleness.
Spirit of gentleness, the fruit of well-being.
let us confess our faith together using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom shall have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. Rejoicing that Jesus is risen and love has triumphed over fear, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need of good news.
We pray for the church universal, for its ministries, and for the spread of the gospel. Shower your spirit upon Sunday school students, confirmants, and the newly baptized, especially those newly baptized. God of our grace,
you are our Lord.
For the earth, our precious home, we give thanks for the diversity of plant and animal life on our planet. Empower us by your spirit to be wise and faithful stewards of all you have made. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For the nations and those who govern, give those in authority understanding hearts, that they work together to bring justice and peace on earth. Grant all who vote in elections wisdom and discernment. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For those in need around the world, for victims of crimes, for victims of sexual abuse and exploitation, for those who are incarcerated, for all who suffer in any way, especially those on our prayer chain, and those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts.
For the families of three hostages released Friday, the dead bodies were found near Gaza.
For the eight hostages shot by IDF soldiers.
God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For this congregation and its ministries, for those who plan and lead worship, for acolytes and communion servers, for readers and tech ministers, for all who prepare and clean our worship space, may our worship be pleasing in your sight. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
We remember the faithful departed, especially those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. Give us thankful hearts for those who have gone before us in the faith. At the last day, breathe new life into our dry bones, that we might feast forever with all the saints in light. God of grace, hear our prayer. Into your hands, most merciful God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abiding love. Through Jesus Christ, our resurrected and living Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that.
Thank you.
And we thank you for supporting the ministries of St. Luke's Lutheran Church with your tithes and your offerings.
We didn't record an offering song, so we lost Let us pray. Blessed are you,
O God, ruler of heaven and earth. Day by day you shower us with blessings. As you have raised us to new life in Christ, give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise you and respond to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you. We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy. We should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for our Savior Jesus Christ. Fulfilling the promise of the resurrection, you pour out the fire of your Spirit, uniting in one body people of every nation and tongue. And so with Mary Magdalene and and all the witnesses of the resurrection, the earth and sea and all of her creatures, and with angels and archangels, cheer them and serve them. We praise your name and join your unending kingdom. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Come to the banquet, for all is now. life to be gone.
In the mystery of Christ's resurrection, you send light to conquer our darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of life to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to your Son's resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
As you go forth in mission to the world, receive this blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray together in our ascending song, the Spirit sends us forth to serve.
Thanks be to God.